This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good people, it is the Trim Healthy Podcast. Get in here, just get right in here, and pull up a chair.
You did it because it's for your casting director, Danny. Okay, people, listen, he doesn't get a do-over. Danny just recorded his intro because he wants to play it to a casting director of a big movie. And he totally, for the first time in his life,
I froze. I was like, wait.
Like, pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair.
That was like the lamest line in the world. And then his mouth just dropped open and nothing else came out. Sorry, Dan. That's your one chance.
Take that to the casting director.
No, really. Do you want to do it over again? If you're doing it over again, all the hundreds of thousands of women listening are
the 17 men that love
giving
Dan.
Giving you grace to do it over again. Shall we do it again?
One more try.
Take two.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny. And aren't we pumped that you're here today? We want you to get in. We want you to listen up because we've got goodies. Do we not, ladies?
Cut. Okay, that was better.
You all felt there was like a little concern.
I'm really concerned now.
He went with traditional though. He went with what he's done like 100 times. He didn't try a new thing for that.
I just went to the old standby.
Yeah, but I could just tell it was slightly staler.
This is what happens when I'm asked to perform and it's not improv.
It's true,
so I just
Dan.
Lock up.
You're your best when you actually
turn the whole brain off.
When you're your worst, you're your best.
Yeah, that's it.
But today, we're going to get stuck into it because John said we have 30 minutes max, so it starts now. I want to get into the meat. Is Trim Healthy Mama diet culture? That's actually a question that came to
explain
me
explain diet culture to me because I'm lost.
I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. You know, as a friend said to me, Pearl, if you're not making people mad, you're probably not doing anything worthwhile. Hmm. And I always found that hard because I like being a nice person, a person of grace, a person that can get along with everybody, a person that doesn't ruffle feathers. You don't mind ruffling feathers,
I Serene. Love a good ruffle feather.
But hold on, is Ben going to sleep? I don't love it.
No.
That's his listening face.
We have a friend in the audience, Ben.
He had his eyes closed and he was smiling.
His eyes closed because he was musing upon my very, very poignant words.
And
Danny.
You weren't musing. You were staring at the crowd.
I was watching Ben because I thought he was blinking for like
Ben is a friend of ours who's actually come to work. He's critiquing our party today.
Are you serious? That's why he's here?
Yes.
And I do that intro when someone's here to critique the party. I literally hit home runs all year.
But is this about you, Danny? It was about you in the first 5 minutes. Now it's not.
Now I'm out. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's about me actually at that point. So I was just saying. Blog posts, people that talk about us or Serene and I, and it's been hard for me, but then I realized, oh, Pearl, get over it. You're not that hurt girl. You're not that triggered girl. But then, you know, and so many of you know Jessica Myers, our social media manager for all the group. She said, oh, Pearl, there's kind of an unkind blog post about you guys this week. And I said, oh, good. Don't show it to me. And she goes, no, I won't. It's about THM being a diet culture. Mm. And I thought, no, show me that one, actually, because I want to read what it says. Because in my mind, diet culture
is it meant to be negative?
Yes, it's supposed to be very negative. Okay. So I want to talk about the whole diet culture thing today. And is Trim Healthy Mama diet culture? And so I wanted to start.
I love the word culture.
At the very beginning, a very good place to start.
Go for it.
What is a diet?
Can I be frank?
You may.
A diet to me is just what you choose to eat every day. So yeah. I feel like I have a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, it's funny when I hear diet, I hear, you know, a fad or something, you know.
Yeah, we often think of you know, the typical diets like low calorie or, you know, you name your big ones like Weight Watchers.
I think of like, what's the diet of the Sudanese people?
Oh,
you know, rice diet and teff or something. Yeah. You know, it's just what they get to eat every day. That's what I think.
No, but you just stumbled on it, Serene. Diet is anything you're eating.
Thank you.
So you could have a diet of McDonald's. I mean, that's just your diet, but it is a diet. Yeah.
What is the diet of the lizard that lives upstairs in my house, right?
Carrots and
mealworms and
greens.
And green fluff, yeah.
So we're all on a diet. Sorry. But you don't go on a diet. You're already on a diet.
Yeah, but I love that word diet and culture put together. That lady was very nice to us.
she wasn't.
Diet culture.
She wasn't.
Because
at
it's
all.
Like we have this way we eat every day, and there's this culture and community and kind of like pizzazz about it. Yay.
But yes. The word diet denotes consistency, right?
It denotes whatever people want it to denote. But I think diet culture is termed in a very negative way because it means you are not eating normally.
Sometimes my lizard gets a cockroach. That's not consistent, but it's part of his diet.
Now, by normal, we mean bad.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to talk about. What's normal then? If diet culture is bad, what is normal? So normal, the standard American diet, well, there's that word again. If that's normal, I don't want to do that diet.
So
that brings
it means
pain and it brings disease and it brings...
Oh, you're just being absolutely just turning your brain off and just seeing food. It could not even be food. Maybe it's just poison and just shoving it in.
But if it's edible...
And don't think at all. Don't think.
Right. Yep. So that's what I want to talk about. When
and no self-control.
Is that you, Serene?
Jolly.
Why do you have
Serene,
to do that,
welcome
girl?
To the podcast.
So I wanted to talk about this whole diet culture and what we should think of... I cannot concentrate while she's on the phone.
I love how she's at a place now where she's not even like, excuse me, I've got to take this
call.
No. We're just in the middle of conversation.
Yeah, and I was about to bring a brilliant thought. It's gone. I mean.
Sorry, it was the people that were living in my backyard.
Okay, that's another thing.
Backyard could be on fire. People, you got to pick that thing up.
Another thing I want to talk about is THM occult, but I'm going there at the end. Because that's what we were also called in this vlog.
Oh, good. I love being a cult.
Serene loves a cult too.
Diet, culture, and cult. I'm going to get shirts made up.
Don't worry. It's just the little people that live in my backyard.
They're not little, actually. But anyway.
it's actually true, though. She's got people like tenting and camping.
I picture like these little like hobbits coming out of
back
grass.
Back to you, Phil.
Huts.
Oh, so I was going to say that diet is not dieting. Okay, what normally people think if you're not dieting, you're just eating anything. You just don't have parameters.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about, is THM a diet? Let's just admit it. It is, because you're on a diet too. If you're not thinking about it, you're on a no-think diet. If you are thinking about it, you're on a thinking diet.
It doesn't matter.
You're on a diet.
That's right. You
just don't go there.
That's right.
Right.
If we mean diet culture, though, we mean judgment for not adhering to the cultural
I think
standards,
they're on a
right?
gain weight, get sick diet. The people who don't think they're on a diet.
It's a diet.
Yeah, it is a diet. So
diarrhea diet. That's what
they're on. Diarrhea diet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you were on, right, Dan?
I was on a diarrhea diet. I actually was.
Pop-Tarts and macaroni and cheese, right?
Yeah, heavy dairy.
Okay. So,
first time I met you, by the way, you were shoving Pop-Tarts. You were actually...
In front of you?
You weren't mindlessly. Actually, you were passionately, vehemently, and hangrily shoving your children another way to get to the cupboard where your Pop-Tarts
this
were hidden.
This is real.
That was the first time I was in your house. It wasn't the first time I met you, but I was in your house.
And I had the gall.
You came back from a construction job and you were like...
20 seconds more on Danny, that's all you got.
Going for the Pop-Tarts. Like it was... You were on a diet and you were looking for the spectacular thing on your diet.
I can't believe I did that in front of you.
Yeah, you were on the Pop-Tart diet.
I guess I didn't know any
back
better.
Back to you, Pearl. Okay,
back to
thank you.
You.
So I was going to say, so if we're not going to be on the no-think, undermine our health diet... We have to go to something else. Hmm. So then you've got two choices. I'm just pulling it all down to what it is right now. Parameters, wise guidelines, or very hard guidelines and rules. Actually, there's three
things.
That
are unsustainable.
Right? So you've got those two, or you do the no thing think. Or you do, actually there's four, I'm making up as I go along, the intuitive eating.
What is it?
Intuitive eating, mindful eating.
Oh, okay.
And that's the higher plane of eating that a lot of people say when they, you know, defy diet culture. We don't need guidance. We don't need to know what, you know, macronutrients are. We don't need it. All we need to do is get in tune with our bodies and go with what they're telling us.
You got to heal before you can do that.
I am
the sugar gremlins scream.
I'm a big believer in intuitive eating.
Yes.
But you can't just jump there in one step.
No.
Right, yeah. It's baby steps to get there. And to get there, you got to have guidelines. And guidelines are helpers. They're not hindrance. They're not big, meanie diet culture monsters that eat up your joy. And, you know, I'm not trying to get down this blog post lady too much because even though she
bless
got down
her
on
soul,
us.
I'm bless her T-shirts soul. Made up because
yes,
of her.
Serene loves her. She said, you know, she said if you when she said Trim Healthy Mama separates carbs and fat, and where's the joy in that? Because there's only joy if you put bread and butter. Where's the joy without pasta with olive oil, beans without cheese, bread without butter?
I eat all of that.
Well, the crossovers, but I get so much joy out of the lean meats with the carbs.
Oh, so do I.
The veggies just with the fat. So there's joy in both. Don't tell me there's only joy in one.
But there's not joy in slathering it together if you can't budge the weight.
It's no joy.
Because I've heard there's an incredible joy when your body is zinging in balance.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
It's so true. And Serena, as we were just coming here, I was just telling Ben here, who's critiquing our podcast. Not really, but.
I can't believe I folded.
I was, telling you what it was about and, what my idea for was this podcast. And I was telling you about these perimeters, without perimeters, how do we begin that journey? He said, it's like in the Old Testament, they had the commandments, the Ten Commandments, so they wouldn't die. This is how you're not to die, right? We need guidelines and perimeters.
Yes, we do.
Because left to ourselves without any knowledge of how this world functions, how our insulin functions, how our blood sugar rises, how insulin takes these macronutrients into our cells and working within those parameters, without that, we mess up.
Hey, I would love to say, let's be intuitive. I intuitively know that I should be going to sleep. Like literally, we've got fake lights.
Yeah.
We've got blue screen monitors in our face that are stealing our melatonin. And we literally, it's very hard to be in like a... What was the word?
Intuitive.
Intuitive. It's very hard to be intuitive sometimes.
You give yourself a bedtime, right?
Yeah, you have to. I give myself a bedtime and I remind myself about that bedtime and I start to think about that bedtime because I know that I'm going to be a maniac raiding the peanut butter jar at 11:30 at night if I don't.
And it doesn't have to be a strict rule. It's just like, Pearl, you do better when you start getting to bed around 10.
Mm-hmm.
If less intuitively, sure, I might feel sleepy, at some time or that sleepy hormone. I've repressed it so much that I don't feel it anymore. So I'm up to one being a moron.
Be careful about intuitiveness because I have some great intuitive ideas about snacking. Great intuitive about the whole slab of Gouda cheese.
Yeah.
Very intuitive I am at midnight too.
Yeah. So yes, I do believe that what's the word? Intuitiveness? There's no intuitivity. Probably not. I don't know. Whatever that word as a whole.
Are you being intuitive to your flesh?
Yeah.
Or intuitive to your brain waves? You see, we don't know.
There's much stuff that encompasses our body.
Our brain loves to lie to us too.
Well, and our hormones.
Look, I saw a bag of, the old devil knew where my weakness was. It was a bag of Mexican street corn Cheetos.
Oh, Takis?
No, Takis, you can eat three and it burn your esophagus.
Oh,
I've tried. I can't get past three Takis without a mouth sore. Oh. Bless them. But no,
you're not true Mexican then.
I know. I'm only half.
He's only half anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
He likes to put it on when it helps him. He wears more Mexican.
When necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I want to bond.
Testosterone.
Yeah. But I actually lied to myself about those Cheetos and I said, it's time to celebrate life. Yeah. And that's not a celebration. It wasn't a celebration of life. It was a bellyache is what it was for me.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So intuitiveness, I think it can be a beautiful thing that we grow into, but we start off with guidelines. And I think it's baby steps into more and more freedom, but we start with knowledge because without knowledge, people perish. And if we just rely on our hormones telling us what to do, our brain saying, eat now and don't eat then, I don't think we grow into that knowledge.
Pick somebody out of the bandstands or whatever you call them that are watching some kind of sports ball, chasing ball game,
bandstands, arenas. Yeah.
You know, the ones that, the football, rugby, I don't care what it is. Pick one of those people out.
Okay.
That are eating the nachos and ask them if they intuitively felt like a salad. You know?
Yeah.
You can't just pick intuitivity out of the air, especially if you're...
But Serene, you and I do talk a lot about tuning into our bodies. But I know, not but at
it's
first.
It's after lifestyle of honing and you know, the Ten Commandments of food, you know? Yeah. Where's your green? Where's your protein?
Where's your protein? You can't even listen to all those hormones when they're skyrocketing. Because they're yelling too loudly and some have been repressed. They no longer
especially
have a voice.
Especially if you've been out of balance. My children that came from Africa, oh my goodness, I tried to put a green leaf in front of them. They thought I was putting poison. They just wanted chicken until chicken there was no chicken left. They would eat three whole chickens. One person, they would want to and not want to stop. Yeah. They didn't have any intuitiveness to know how to stop because they were so out of balance.
Yeah, because they hadn't been... supported. They had been supported. Right?
So, you know, it was way too much for their body. They'd almost make themselves sick. But there was no intuitivity to say, well, that's probably enough.
Right.
What are the negative aspects of when people say diet culture? What are some of the negative things they're trying to
tackle? Well, it's to do with also maybe a little bit of body shaming. You know, why don't you be comfortable with your body the way it is? Well, probably because the way it is accelerated inflammation and aging too fast and blood sugar is skyrocketing. And those are the reasons, not just because you've got beautiful curves.
Yeah, Miss Pearl, can I ask a question?
You may.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a question. I just want to tell you a statement.
We knew. We actually knew that. No, it was...
And she's got her hand in the air. Yes, But because if somebody had a disease, you know, they're fighting cancer, they're fighting Alzheimer's, dementia, they're fighting something major, you wouldn't be like, hey, just love yourself the way you are. Don't seek treatment. Don't seek help.
Yeah.
No, but you see... Heaviness is often, people have often got there because they have high blood sugar, which is a sickness. Diabetes kills people. So we don't just accept it and say, oh, let's just rejoice and celebrate this diabetic situation, this inflamed pancreas, you know, this hormonal roller coaster. We don't just say accept that. We say, hey, this needs help if we want to really enjoy life with gusto and vibrance.
Yeah. And it's believed even by popular mainstream MDs and the health community that inflammation is the root of potentially all modern disease.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think that I guess what I'm trying to say through all of this is let's not despise really good guidelines and good knowledge that take us in a certain direction. Serene's got a hand up again, but I'll just finish my thought. I don't think they're to be despised. I think they're jumping off points that lead us into more and more understanding.
Yeah.
And it only grows from there. And it's not chokehold from there. Let's choke our freedom and choke, you know, our intuitiveness. It's only growing in intuitiveness when hormones come into line, when the body starts speaking, not yelling. When it starts speaking, it voices that we can finally tune into and hear.
Mm-hmm. If you're lost in a maze, if you're lost... Some people don't even know they're lost.
Mm.
But if you're lost in this big jungle, you need a guide to help you navigate your way to freedom, right?
Yeah.
In this modern world we live in, food is not what it used to be. Food is not even food anymore. I mean, you go to see a loaf of bread at your local Piggly Wiggly or whatever, and it's this like inflated ball of white dough fluff. It's the starch. It's just weird. It's not the bread of yesteryear.
Yeah.
But even in the Bible, there was guide points for food.
Right.
It was like, you know, you think, I mean, they had everything was just beautiful and the ancient grains and beautiful food that I'm sure wasn't touched with pesticides. But even so, it's like, hey, have a little honey because honey is good, but too much honey will make you sick.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other guides in the Bible to do with food. Oh, beware of the king's dainties. Beware, put a knife to your throat lest you eat too much of his dainties. And I'm sure those king's dainties are not as bad as going to McDonald's.
A dainty would be like a dainty would be like a fine you know, a rich dessert, a dainty.
Like Turkish delight.
Yeah.
You remember growing up in Queens, England?
But you know, Serene, as you were saying, when I just gave you the name of this podcast, it was walking here too, and you
didn't even know what we were going to talk about. Actually,
yeah, I know. You tuned up, and I said, "Oh, but we're going to talk about, you know, parameters, and is diet culture a really a bad thing?" And you said to me, So funny.
I'm going to do my intuitive peeing culture. I'm not going to pee in a toilet anymore because I don't feel like intuitively peeing in a toilet. I'm going to pee wherever I want. There was a Serene's analogy. But some places are good for certain things, right?
Some places are great.
I mean, you know, we can understand that pee goes well in a toilet because it gets flushed.
Well, did the puppy intuitively know to go in the litter?
No, we have to train. We have to house train a puppy. So we have to house train our body. There's nothing wrong with training wheels.
Phil, do your grandchildren know intuitively to go into the specialized potty that you brought for them?
First, Serene. They go in the corner. They'll go in their diaper. They'll go in their underwear. They'll go wherever they want.
Yeah.
It's not good for them.
On the Walmart floor.
They get all wet. It doesn't feel good. It drips down their body.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really nice that we go in the toilet because we've been trained that way because it makes a lot of sense, right? Because then I don't have to watch you pee, Serene.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, I liked your analogy because it just makes sense.
I peed my pants a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
I heard that you
sometimes had number two in your pants too. But you're, you know.
I think I had emotional problems.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You've grown out of them.
But you've evolved now.
I don't know that I grew out of them. I did stop pooping my pants though.
Are you still recording for?
No.
they want to know.
Don't bring it up again. Director? I can't believe I froze.
The director wants to know that you peed a lot.
Is it time to end this podcast?
No, but I want to quickly go. So I feel like we covered that as THM diet culture.
I love being a diet culture.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And we're not stringent. I feel like we're about as freeing you as you can be with just some really good guidelines.
But I do want to say we are not the diet culture that says you can never mix bread with butter, you know, and olive oil on pasta. Oh my goodness. We don't say that. We just say there are certain ways that make it easier to lose weight.
Yeah.
By separating those two foods. But we talk about enjoying crossovers, and especially when you get to goal weight. That's where you're probably going to live, at Crossoverville.
But some people at goal weight still do a lot of separating. I love my separating too, and I also love my crossovers. So I don't think we can bemoan what we're not having because there's beauty in both worlds.
Oh, there is.
You know?
Yeah.
But what are you saying, really? I mean, aren't you just the messenger if all you're saying is like how are you the rule keeper? Aren't you just like, if you combine bread and butter, that's great. You're going to gain weight. That's great.
Yeah.
If you want to gain weight,
yeah,
go for that.
I
don't think I've heard any sort of like.
Well, we're always encouraging you to do that, Danny, because
we're
you have to gain
right
weight
before you go to bed.
Eat peanut butter and honey together,
and honey on your bread.
We've told you to do that, yeah.
Yeah,
because
you
wanted
to
gain weight.
Yeah, if you want to gain weight, so I feel like you've always been more the representers of like physics.
Yeah, it's just all physics. You got to learn how your body responds to food, and I don't think there should be shame in that.
Okay,
learning
so Pearl,
it and hacking
I get,
your body.
I didn't get time to go back for lunch today because we were at a meeting at your house and we had to come rush over to this party. So I just felt like, hey, it's midweek. I'm going to be kind of sensible. So I had this beautiful German bread that she brought from this wonderful lady, artisanal baker, and it was just gorgeous. I toasted up and put that yummy our jam on, and I had a drink with some protein in it, right, Pearl? But I didn't slaver it with butter because I felt like, you know, no, I want a parameter for this midweek.
Mm.
But come Friday night when it comes fresh out of my oven for like my Shabbat meal that I like to put on, I'm going to slaver it with butter.
Yeah.
Are you
so
still
there's
Shabbat-ing?
Parameters and then there's freedoms and it all goes in together. But I have that guideline that I like to stick to during the week.
But that's where your maturity in this plan has come from. So you are able to be intuitive and still give yourself some bedtimes.
But I'm intuitive to the guidelines.
Yes. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
All I wanted to say, the next thing that this was talking about, and I'm not doing this to down this blog post or her. I'm just bringing up some really good points and discussing them. Trim Healthy Mama means always thinking about food. Once again, I think there's a marvelous, marvelous positive to this. Not the always, but the lots. Trim Healthy Mama, I'm going to put means lots of thinking about food. Guess why? If you're not thinking about food a lot, you're unthinking about food and you're messing your body up. We live in the first couple of generations that haven't been thinking about food. And look at the epidemics we're facing.
Yeah. No, you have to think about food. That was a big thing for me is I had to give up this like little lie to myself that it was overly tedious to kind of be conscious about what you're putting in your body. Like, who wants to do that? But it's like, it's not like on every corner there's drive-throughs where like, you know, garden smoothies are coming out of the window, you know? So it's just like, then I'd be tedious to like continue to think. We're in a culture that is on every corner is the worst yeah. possible thing.
So if you're not
body.
Thinking about food, so you're going to be mindful.
Gravity's going to get you.
The billboards are going to think it for you.
Yeah.
And the ads on, you don't do TV these days, your ads on your computer are going to think it for you.
Yeah. You should totally think about food.
I think once again, there is the parameters and the knowledge, and then there is the maturity and the less thinking. So when you first start off with something, you have to learn it and you have to gain the knowledge. And there's quite a lot
when
of
you
thinking.
Started riding a bike for the first time.
Yeah.
Wow. Patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time, right? Steering and pedaling and all this kind of, but now you can just get on. You're not even thinking. You can be dreaming at the same
time. Yeah, you dream and you actually start to anticipate rather than, oh, I've got to plan that next meal and think about it and do all that. You just start to look forward to it. Oh, it's natural time. It's like 5 p.m. I'm just going to start on dinner now. And it feels natural. And it's not a something that we should feel shame over
three
once again.
Three things I want to interrupt my big sister to say.
Yeah.
Three things. First, the Son of Man came eating and drinking. Mm. If it was good enough for God, it's good enough for me. Okay. Number two, back in the olden days, those pioneers, ladies, they had to start thinking way sooner for dinner than I had to. They had to pluck that sure. chicken and go out and gather the wood and everything. That's a lot of thinking.
Imagine.
Number three, when you said something about, you said the word marvelously or marvel or something like that. That made me think of my granddaughter named Marvel.
Yeah.
It's instinctive to think about food. My little newborn granddaughter thinks about food all day long, and no one trained her to do that. It was just given to her by God.
Yeah, so I think about food a lot, but I love thinking about food. And I know some people think, man, I have to think about food so much and plan for, but really the big amount of it will die down.
And you know, if you think about food, you'll digest it better.
That's true too. If you think about it with loving thoughts and anticipation.
The actual preparation of a meal gets your digestive juices going, and actually you will absorb more of your nutrients and you'll have a better
experience.
This is
what she said though. I'm just reading it now because I hadn't read that. I just read the headlines.
Go ahead and read her full name.
No, I'm not. No, but it's just... I could say a lot of things about this. Planning THM on plan requires doing more planning, shopping, and thinking about food than a typical person does. That's true. Typical people don't do a lot of planning. If you're on the typical get sick diet.
But then you have to plan lots of trips to get your medication.
That's
and lots
true.
Of trips to the doctors, and you've got to plan lots of plan around the diarrhea, Dan.
Got to plan.
That takes a lot of planning.
Even if one does their best to avoid specialty ingredients, it's simply more fuss to cook on plan. Eating out on plan is no fun either. What a lot of garbage. Sorry. But if eating out on plan is so fun, are you going to take that out? Oh, okay, but I'm going to finish this. You can say something, John.
We're all going to take turns on this woman.
No, I don't want to down her, but I'm just saying, this is not true. It is some of the THM.
Eating out on plan is actually easier.
It's so fun.
Because you've got your protein choice right there.
I mean, you've got your broccoli and you've got butter on it, and then you've got a piece of salmon, and then you've got your side salad, and you didn't have to cook it. And it's delicious.
We dedicated a whole podcast to a bad reviewer.
Especially vacations on plan are the easiest of all. Mexico
in addition,
on plan is awesome.
Some of the THM substitutions simply aren't acceptable to one's family. Cauliflower mash ain't fooling nobody. So have real mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I cook real
mashies. My kiddos crave real spuds. So do mine. Actually, I do too. I have them. Keeping one's family
That's
happy.
That's you talking right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to those.
Can you change the character voices,
yeah,
please?
I should change.
Like a real professional storyteller?
Oh, keeping one's family happy.
You've got to change for her voice.
Necessitated even
Put
more
on an American
time
accent,
in the kitchen
please.
Preparing separate dishes. Ain't nobody got time.
When you're doing her
being
voice.
Mean now? I hate being mean.
You should go and repent.
But I'm just reading what was written.
Well, then you should feel no shame.
Okay. Trim Healthy Mama. Oh, no, but as I'm reading it for the first time properly, I'm getting all... Okay, John, you want to say
John
something
has a
before
sticky
I
note.
Get hot? I don't want to get hot. Bless her cotton picking soul.
John, did we dedicate a whole podcast to a bad review?
Oh, no.
No, I actually want to...
She'll write 10 blog posts.
I actually want to just make a comment, because I'm kind of sitting here on the sidelines, and I'm noticing some of terms that she's used. She's used not normal, paying attention... It's no fun, got no time for that, thinking about it too much. Mm. Those are all, those were spun in a negative light. And I just want to say, I've watched you guys for, we're closing in on 10 years now. And all of those things are things that any responsible person would be doing with anything they're doing, especially things that they're putting in their body, be it food, be it medicine. You need to pay attention. If you are just mindlessly putting things in or on your body, that's not responsible. And all I've ever watched you guys do is ask people to be mindful and to pay attention to not just what you're doing, but why you're doing it and how you're doing it. And it sounds to me like she's probably is, she's advocating for people to be quote unquote normal. And normal's not healthy. If normal was healthy, we would look worldwide and we would see people getting healthier, getting slimmer, and we're not. We're seeing people getting sicker. And I don't know. I think in a roundabout kind of a way, she pretty much paid you guys the ultimate compliment, because all of her negativity was spun and aimed at things that we all should be doing in all aspects of our life. So I think it's actually quite a positive that this blog came to our attention.
I think so, because it brought up a lot of good points that I wanted to address. And I feel like I don't want to defend ourselves against every accusation that comes to us, because we'd be sitting here defending ourselves all day, and that's not going to help anybody. But I thought that was a really interesting idea for a podcast, and I hadn't read through this. Now that I'm reading through this, I'm really on the defensive and I want to say all the things, but you kind of defended us in a really beautiful way. She says, nutritionists have little good to say about Trim Healthy Mama, the sisters, Serene and Pearl, creators of the THM merch empire, admit that they have no education in the area of medicine or nutrition. Their books pull from their own cough, anecdotal, not evidence-based experience.
Oh, I thought this was like a sweet mama in the forums or something.
But anyway, all that to say, that's true too. Apart from Empire merch, we're not exactly Empire people.
No, because you're the dragon lady who tries to yell at all the business people in our company because you don't want the prices.
And we only created the products because our customers asked for them. And our merch never sells. Our merch doesn't sell.
Anyone want a recipe tin?
We've got 50,000 rusting recipe tins if you want any.
Yeah, Pearl, no more reading. Bless your heart.
No, I've got to stop reading. She just cut me off.
Yeah.
Okay, but can I do?
But
I'm
you even
wrap
have
it
to
up.
Have guidelines for a car. And my husband always tells me when I pull up, you know, he's like, my car only takes diesel, my truck. Remember that. It only thrives on diesel. When I stick the wrong thing in there, oh my goodness.
Have you done it?
I have done it. And I have. I mean, he has to have the whole thing taken to somebody and have it all emptied out. And it's crazy. Yes. It's crazy. Yes. But you have to have guidelines for even hunks of metal, let alone a perfectly incredible billions and billions of cells and things working in this amazing symbiotic miracle.
So true.
She's taking it away. I'm just reading the last paragraph. Trim Healthy Mama, is it a cult? That's the best one, though. I got to
respond
to it.
Well, guess what? Pearl and I have separate husbands and separate pieces of land. There you go.
But we kind of all do live on a hilltop. Yeah. And that's kind of culty.
Yeah, that
and a lot of people
culty.
Move here because they
and I just cut myself a fringe just like my sister.
That's true.
We're cults now.
THM itself is a wee bit culty.
What's culty?
I'm reading now. I'm going to defend ourselves against one thing because, okay, we're not quite normal, okay, but are we a cult?
No, we aren't normal, but I pride myself on that.
Oh, okay. The many rules, the talk of foods being naughty or cheat meals.
Well, naughty is our
I don't
Aussie
say
talk.
Naughty.
In New Zealand and Australia, that's just a little light.
Cheat meals, I don't say cheat meals. I just say off plan or you call them,
Oh, maybe I've called it, but you're going to put me
You're
down.
The culture, sir. Yeah. You are the one.
There you go.
The intimations that fat is sinful.
What, fat? No. The macronutrient?
No, fat on your body is sinful. No.
No.
The shame felt by people who leave it. It's all very legalistic in tone. The first THM book was so out and out cult. Okay,
I thought that our mantra was shove the shame. That was our mantra.
That was our mantra. Leslie is taking that away from
us. Was this on a blog?
And then she talked about how we are also of the Quiverful movement, and that we believe, you know, all those things. Listen, I want to say, I'll just say it once and for all. I'm not of any movement. I'm not with Quiverful people. I'm not with non-Quiverful people. I'm just me and God walking a journey. And Serena has lots of children. I had quite
Pearl's
a few
actually
children.
Husband had them stop quite early on.
Yeah. Yes. But Serene loves children. She's not part of any movement.
I'm not part of no movement.
I mean, I guess THM was called a movement because it caught on. I'm not part of any so-called religious thing where you give a name to it. I'm a pastor's kid and my parents love God. And I love them and I respect them. They believe some things I don't. I believe some things Serene doesn't. Serene doesn't believe some things I don't, and vice versa, all of that. So we don't walk around in the same clothes and believe the exact same things. But we do love God, and we do believe that we are called to live victorious, joyful, healthy lives. And mm-hmm. we just want to pass that joy and enthusiasm on.
Good.
But Serene and I both have bangs now. So
yeah,
I
we
guess
do.
We're in a cult of
yeah
that.
And I do have umpting billion children.
You do have a billion.
Yeah, and my husband has a bit of a beard. I'll freak out. We're a cult.
He does have a beard.
25 minutes in, we're done the beard thing for sure.
Hey guys, tune in next time where I nail the intro. And then I'll be